and the decoys are calling loud. And there are three wild crossbills here flying around. And I think they're type 3s, although I didn't really hear them in flight. And I'm wild bird. Pointing at the wild birds. Decoys behind. Wild. Here comes one of the wild birds. Here comes another one. Two wild birds here now. They were just chittering in flight. And they're perched in the approach perch. It looks like a male-female pair. And that's the call of a... That's the third wild bird calling. Sounds like type 4. Here comes that third wild bird. And it's a red male. Recording that third wild male, third wild bird, who is a male, type 4. Now the first wild male has been captured. Here comes the second wild male. That's it, calling in flight. Now it's perched on the approach perch. Stop. So recording the new wild, the second wild male type 4, who's giving rapid type 4 calls. Wild bird. The female is down, looking at her mate, who is captured. Stop. Recording music. Stop. Recording those two wild birds took off and flew. That female was type 4. Went in here at 3:40. Nothing for 3:40. And those two wild birds are long gone. The one male is captured. And he was not recorded prior to capture. Stop. So recording that male who was just captured, somewhat small build and has a lot of yellow on the head. And he'll be bird number 341, captured at 7:30 on June 19th. Stop. So recording those two other birds came back. And I flushed them, and they both hit the net, and the female's caught, but the male escaped. And here's that wild male again, who was calling before, and I have good recordings of. Wild bird. Stop. Started guarding. I took a shot at that male with the gun, with the 22, and didn't get him. And he took off, and he's sitting in a tree nearby. Stop. Started recording. It's 8:22 a.m. now on July 19th, and two of those three birds are captured. Birds 341 and 342. The male that called, type 4, and was recorded is still, and I shot at and missed, is still sitting in a tree about 50 yards away, and hasn't done anything for about half an hour. Stop. So recording is 10:25 a.m. June 19th, and that male is still sitting in the tree, and I'm trying to do some testing now. Birds 340, 341, and 342. Stop. So recording, it's 10:50 now, and that lone male, or that male, is still sitting up in the top of that 35-foot Douglas fir, and is just sitting there, and it was giving a whisper song, or a light song, a few minutes ago. And I've been playing back some tape recordings of type 4 vocalizations to it, with no response. And the new captives are also calling now. Stop. So recording bird 342. Stop. So recording 342. 342. Stop. So recording bird 340. That's 340, the good type 3. Stop. Recording now, 342. Stop. Oh, here's 342. Stop. Back to 340. It's 340, stop. Start recording 342. Nothing, stop. Here's bird 340. There may be wild birds coming around here now. It's 11:20 a.m. 340 there, type 3. And now it's pointed at bird 342. 342. And I think it's just that 342. It could just be that that male is calling now from his tree. Yeah, he's calling. No other wild birds. Stop. 342. Stop. Recording, here's bird 342 being handled. 342 here. Nothing. Stop. So recording, it's 12:53 now on June 19th, and that male is still in the trees here near the net site. And he's calling, and from a different tree, so he's around here somewhere, and he's been moving around. Stop. So recording, it's 1:26 now, and that male is still hanging around here somewhere, occasionally giving calls from the trees. Wild bird. Stop.